According to Wikipedia, Retraction Watch is a blog that reports on retractions of scientific papers and unrelated topics. The blog was launched in August 2010 and is produced by science writers Ivan Ornsky, former vice president, editorial Medscape, and Adam Marcus, editor of Gastroenterology and Endoscopy News. In 2011, Ornsky and Marcus pointed out in Nature that the peer review process for scholarly publications continues long after the publication time. They were motivated to launch Retraction Watch to encourage this continuation and to increase the transparency of the retraction process. They observed that retractions of papers generally are not announced, that the reasons for retractions are not publicized, and that other researchers or the public who are unaware of the retraction may make decisions based on invalid results. Ornsky described an example of a paper published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences that reported a potential role for a drug against some types of breast cancers. Although the paper was later retracted, its retraction was not reported in media outlets that had earlier reported its positive conclusions, with a company having been established on the basis of the ultimately retracted conclusions. Supposedly 260,000 papers have been published on HIV. If HIV is not the cause of AIDS, one day there might be 260,000 more retractions published in Retraction Watch.